Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cheney, and I have the lovely Charisse Rowe with me today. I kind of teased her a little bit of a podcast last week, but she is joining me. I am so excited. Charisse is an entertainer. She's an entrepreneur. She's also a podcast host. We will get into all the things, but she is a content creator. And before I hand it over to her to kind of let her introduce herself to the podcast, I just want to share how we met because it's a really funny story. And I'm sure Charisse, you can like chime in if you want to. So I don't know. It was like sometime last year, 2022, the job that my husband works at, he has to cold call or he gets warm leads, things like that. And Charisse was one of the people that was calling in for the software that Sand sells. And the company that she was working for was looking at different kind of call solutions. So long story short, somehow she ended up telling him like on their discovery call about her having a podcast, and he being the husband that he is, he goes, "Oh, my wife has a podcast." And of course, I'm like peek my ears and I'm like, "What podcast?" And then of course, being like, you know, a woman, I was like, "Whoa, female podcast, what's going on?" So we instantly added each other on Instagram. I think I told him while you were on the phone, like on your like professional sales call, I'm like, "I'm going to add you on Instagram," because that's how we do. And here we are, the rest is history. And we've just been friends, checking in, supporting each other. We've been talking about getting together on the pod for like ever now. And here we are. So it's, I don't want to say it's fate, but I kind of feel like maybe it was because of just how unique the happenstance of us meeting was. So anyways, welcome to the in-between, Charisse. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. And yes, I am like the way we met, I just think is so crazy because usually if you meet people through someone else, sometimes the relationship just stops. Right. And I'm gonna be like, we didn't just stop.
No.
It was so cool. Like he was like, Dan was like, my wife has a podcast and da, da, da. I'm like, "Oh, really? What's it called?" He gave me everything. So you have a good one. Okay. He made sure he represented you. So I was like,
He can be good. He can be good. No, I love it. I love it. So, but I agree with you. Like we continued on and I feel like we've kind of gone through some, our own life shit since we first met. And I feel like we've got to see each other grow through that, which we'll get into, but I don't know. It's just, it's really cool. And for those listening, like, where are you from? Where are you at, Charisse?
I am in Baltimore. I'm born and raised, planning on leaving soon. Maybe, possibly, hopefully we'll see if it's in the cards. But I would love to like leave, not because it's a bad city, you know, depending on what you look at, it's a bad city, but I just feel like it's so much more outside of Baltimore in store.
Yeah,
but it's a great opportunity here too. But I think I'm ready for something new, like Florida and a yacht.
Atlanta. I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I'm going to come and see you soon. I promise. Yes.
Yeah. And I'll show you how the city really is. Like we'll have some fun. We'll go see all the cool stuff. And also just first thing, every city has their problems. It's not like Atlanta is, you know, squeaky clean. So Baltimore, I'm sure is beautiful. I mean, shoot, the movie Hairspray is from there. Good morning, Baltimore. Do you just like sing that every day when you walk out the door?
No, but the movie. I definitely love the movie. It's definitely a great, you've got a lot of movies filmed here that are like really, really great movies. So, I've even filmed a movie here. I was in a movie that was filmed here.
What movie were you in?
Better Living Through Chemistry. I think I told you about that. You could probably still see it on HBO. It was a feature film with Kevin Spacey and some other people. I can't remember.
I'm going to have to watch that. I feel like you did tell me that. I'm going to have to get. Yeah. Okay. So. We'll link it in the show notes. We can all go see Charisse and her acting debut. But speaking of acting debut, you are an entertainer, you're a podcast host, you are an entrepreneur. I know that we both shared this whole, like, we have dreams, we have these ambitions, we have these goals for ourselves, but like, obviously there's no roadmap and how do we achieve that? So we're just kind of stumbling, falling, sometimes skipping, but oftentimes like, what the hell did we just do? What do we do? How do we do this? Our way through this. So I would love for you to kind of share your creative journey, like what kind of inspired you to want to put yourself out here, be this content creator, because you're like a comic, but you've got also heart, like you're everything that I want to be, you know what I mean? So I would love for you to share that because it's hard. It's hard. We were like before the episode, we were talking about how hard it is to start and put yourself out there. So I'm sure those listening would love to hear anything like that.
Well, first, let me let you guys know that Liz, you inspire me.
Oh, God.
So happy I met you because, like you said, we've been through some things over the past like couple of months that we've never met each other in person. So I think that that's like really, really great.
I agree.
But as far as that, I would just say, honestly, it took me to really figure out what my purpose looked like, what it was, and then what it looks like. And I also had to fight some demons with myself as far as, is this okay? So even with bartending, you know, I grew up in a church. My aunts and uncles, pastors, they don't reshare my things because it's alcohol. I have family who's like against it because it's alcohol or because I wear black and, you know, you might see a little boobage or something.
Ooh, some cleavage.
It was a lot. And being plus size, that's another hurdle I had to get over because I don't think just because I'm on a heavier side that I can't be sexy.
Absolutely not.
It's like, you know, bartenders, they're fun. They're sexy. They have different color hair. They, you know, have piercings, which I do already have my piercings. But even with that, that was something I had to be okay with because like my mom didn't like the septum piercing. She didn't talk to me for like 2 weeks when I got my nose pierced and I was like 19.
These are all things of self-expression too, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I couldn't wait until I started like playing with hair color. But even my grandmother, I couldn't leave out the house with a skirt on without like stockings. And it was so knowing, having those experiences and knowing that that's how I operate my day to day was something I had to unlearn in order for me to become who I am today. And that comes with, you know, family, friends, just building that confidence, rebuilding myself is really what I had to do. I'm still working on myself, rebuilding, yep. You know, it's a everyday, the process never stops.
Absolutely not. Hell no. We are always working on ourselves, always evolving.
But I do feel like, yeah, I just, you know, I had to just tap into Sherry's and it made a world of difference.
So unpacking those, like those kind of family systems, and was it kind of like a wake up moment? Was it an epiphany? Was it just something you kind of gradually started to think like, I want to be me and that should be okay. And I know that's kind of like an imposter syndrome, like if having imposter syndrome to be yourself. Wow. That's very, very layered. Right. So through friends, through other family members, I don't know, did you do any kind of therapy, anything like that? Like, how is your path to that? Cause I'm sure there are a lot of people who have that kind of baggage, to put it lightly, but those systems in place.
Well, when you're so used to, so my wake up call began during the pandemic, you know, having all that time on our hands, not being able to see friends. And then everybody had an Instagram live popping show, like Instagram live show. So I did that for a while. And I realized like, you know, I used to entertain, I used to act, I still do. But when I was younger, I was more, I guess, consistent with it. And I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and try this. And yeah, so to answer your question, I did make the decision to see a therapist.
Because I'm not laughing at you seeing a therapist. I'm just laughing how you came back to that.
because you know, you said it. So yeah, I definitely had to go see a therapist, but it was from me thinking that I was progressing and I actually was going nowhere.
Right.
So you can say every day, I got this, I believe in myself. But then if you let people deter you away from what your purpose is and what you're trying to do, you don't believe in yourself, because no one should be able to change your mind about how you feel about yourself.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, let's get that on a t-shirt, please.
Well, it's going to be so long. What is it? No one.
I'll play with the design. I'll play with the design. We'll run some numbers. We'll do some A/B testing. We'll see what the listeners view. But absolutely, Sharice, like 1,000%. Because who are you going to fall back on if you don't have yourself?
Yep, on the hard ass ground.
I'm sorry. No, you can say ass. And you know what? Sometimes we fall on our ass and that's okay. Sometimes you've got to fall on your ass to pick yourself up, right? Yeah. Sometimes you don't even realize you're falling.
Yeah. That remember that movie Sugar and Spice? And she said, no one ever got ahead by sitting on that behind. So once you fall, you have to get back up. Because if you just sit there and you look at every, if you sit on the ground when you fall, you're looking at everything else, just keep moving. Time doesn't stop for anyone. And then what happens is you start to get lost. And I think that that's what happened to me for a while too. I sat there and I contemplated so much on how can I express myself more without feeling judged? But it didn't matter. Like I shouldn't have been worried about being judged if I'm comfortable and content with myself.
Right.
You know, if I know who I am. Judgment, okay, they judge, you know, Jesus, you know, like whatever. So yeah, that's some of my journey. Letting people go was another way for me to like really excel in creating content and like having more fun with myself. I had to clean house because it's hard when you're like posting a video. Like I do a lot of lip syncing. So when I post a video and I'm singing one of my favorite songs when my mouth is just moving and you have a friend who messages you right after you post it and says, you have a booger in your nose. like
why? Like, no.
And I go back and look and there's nothing there. But I'm just like, why can't you just like the post and say, girl, you look good.
So girl, you do look good.
I had to let go.
Yeah, you do. You have to let him go.
You know, people like that, I have to let go.
So during the pandemic, when you were kind of like, when we were all the combined, you stuck with your thoughts, you kind of started realizing like when you're alone with yourself, it's like, that's when you're kind of faced with the question, do I love myself? And if the answer is no, it's like, well, we need to get back there. And I'm not saying you didn't love yourself completely. That's not at all what I'm saying, but it was more of just like, I want to feel good about me and I want to embrace me and my meanness. And that's something that I feel like you, the energy you evoke in everything you put out, whether it's content, whether it's a comedic reel, whether it's just you being you, everyday life kind of thing. You kind of touched on this a second ago when you're talking about like, you know, family chains and things like this, but you are a professional bartender, but you are like an artisan bartender. I don't know if that's a real term, if I just made it up, but like, you have taken your bartending skill and you use it as an art. Because it's not just like the TGI Fridays person that you see slinging like a Shirley Temple. Like this is real, beautiful, like artistic cocktails where you're like, what the hell ingredient is this? I've never heard of that. But you took that. You had some shit happen to you, which if you want to get into that, we can talk about that too. And you're like, all right, I got to pivot. What do I do here? I'm going to create classes and teach people how to make these fancy ass drinks. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that I know I've only known you for about, 7-8 months, but you, even though it can be hard, and I mean, I'm sure everyone listening knows what it feels like, what it's like to put a smile on, to put the face on, but you're dealing with a bunch of shit, whether it's super heavy shit, dark shit, just confused, whatever, something, because life is messy and life is complicated, but you put a smile on your face and you pivoted and you bet on yourself the whole time. And it's just, it's very inspiring. So I just want you to know, like, knowing that you started this journey of just not necessarily the content creation, because like you said, you're a performer, you're an entertainer, you did acting, you did theater back in the day, but this journey of, I want to be me, I want to do me, I want to bet on me happened just a few years ago. Like, wow, look where you are. So where do you think you're going to be in 3 more years?
Well, let me just say this. I don't know where I'm going to be in 3 years. I'm just going to let the universe serve me whatever it's going to serve.
Oh, yeah.
It is hard, like the dark shit. It's hard when, you know, you feel like you are stable. And a lot of people tell you before you become an entrepreneur that you should have like stable income and, you know, be able to put money into your business and be able to also survive.
Right.
Well, when I got laid off, I didn't have anything. So I was already in it. What makes it worse is that I was already working on myself and being me and living in that light that I created. And then for me to be laid off out of nowhere,
right?
You know,
because I feel like it was soon after we met. It was a couple of months, right? After?
I think we may have met and maybe it was hot outside. It was hot as hell. So maybe May?
And
then I was laid off in September.
Yep.
So that was really, really hard, especially when you have goals and sometimes you need your paycheck. Most of the time you need your paycheck. Yeah.
I need my paycheck.
It helped me because I used to be, it hurt and it helped. Back then, when I was like just a little younger, just a few years ago, before pre-pandemic, all of that, I didn't save a damn thing. Mm-hmm. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go and drive to these acting gigs, or I'm going to, you know, start a marketing company. But I had no foundation. I had nothing to fall back on. And when I say fall back, I don't mean like a plan B, because I feel like if you have a plan A and you really, really work towards that plan A, then you don't need a B. Well, it's that A's going to happen. And that's probably why I was in a predicament that I was in thinking like that. But if you think like that too, it's okay, because I support you.
Honestly, I only recently kind of broke out of that mindset within the past like 2 years. I don't know if it has something to do with like where you came from. Not that I had a bad upbringing or anything like that, but I mean, like, we didn't really come from money. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's like just not having a healthy relationship with money or anything like that. But point being, I think a lot of people can relate to just not having healthy spending habits and not, because you don't think about, when you don't have those healthy habits, you don't think about like the emergency fund, the plan B, the safety net until, oh shit, you need it.
Right. And you know, I told you I worked at the bank for like 6 years. Why the hell wouldn't I know about saving my money? Am I like, what the hell? Because at the bank I worked at, we had a day fund and a rainy day fund. And Charisse is at like maybe $5 in each one just to keep it open and shit. So it was kind of like, oh, but when I got laid off, that $5 was there. Okay. And it helped. It got me a little bit of gas.
Oh, God.
Seriously, like,
killing me.
You just gotta, you know, that was the hardest thing. So with the being laid off and everything, it pushed me even more. It pushed me even more to really break out of my shell and to stop walking on shell.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I really noticed. You didn't let that break you. Not to say that it wasn't hard. Not to say that there probably wasn't moments of you wanting to give up and just say, fuck it, I'm going to go do this or go, oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, shit, I cried last week having a panic attack. Like, girl, I cry all the time. You put on an animal video and it looks at the camera just right, I'm probably going to cry. But
panics, because at this point, life is
right. But I just want to say that's the thing. Like, you got laid off. It happened so suddenly. Did you even get a severance? Like, it was just like...
So actually, they were nice enough. So funny story really quick. When I got laid off, I thought it was a joke. I really thought it was a joke. So I come to work.
Of course you did.
I have my coffee, my little breakfast sandwich, and the CFO is like, Charisse, I need to speak to you. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, shit, what did I forget? Okay. Fine. They love me here. It's cool. So I walk in. He's like, have a seat. And he had four pieces of paper in his hand. I'll never forget. So I'm like... So he was like, you know, before I say this, I just want to let you know that I really, really love you and I appreciate you. I'm thinking like, what did I do to get fired? Oh my God, like, you're going to fire me? But he was like, I'm going to have to lay you off. And I laughed. I literally like laughed. I was like, like, when? And I started
you
like.
You did not. You did. Yeah, I know you did.
Conferences. I started typing on my computer again. He was like, no, I'm serious. And I was like, what? And then he said, look, I have two letters of recommendation for you. He said, I have a letter for you to give to unemployment. I have any issues.
But wait, that is very helpful.
Yeah, it was. And then he had another letter that stated that I would pretty much return everything. So he was like, you know, I appreciate you so much that I'm going to give you all these things, blah, blah, blah. So they hired me and they shouldn't have, basically. They weren't ready to take on, I guess, my salary. Mm. You know, we're badasses. So when I was hired, someone had interviewed before me who only asked for like, it was so weird because I was like, who would do this? They don't know what they're doing. I think they only asked for like $300 a week. And it was a 40 a week. So I was like, well, it was salary. But, you know, on call on weekends and things like that. So that was jinky to me. He said, well, this person asked for this. Why should I give you this? I said, because this is the position. The marketing assistant. I said, this is the position that you have posted. This is my required pay. Whomever told you that salary, you were going to get that salary's worth of work.
Ooh, betting on yourself.
Said, I swear he said, he laughed and he said, you're a smart ass. I like you. I'm going to hire you. I was like, okay.
But I just had to let him know. Betting on yourself has always worked out for you. Like it does. And I want to say this, I'm not trying to say, oh, you always have the confidence, because we're human. Like it's hard, but that joy, that laugh, like that, it comes out. And it's, you take shit and you're like, okay, do I make a shit sandwich or do I throw it away and make myself a new sandwich? I'm going to make a new sandwich because that tastes better.
Yeah.
So when you got laid off, that's the thing that I noticed so strongly is that it didn't break you. You kept your smiles. You kept your fun content, your humor, your this, your that. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying it's not hard. But you did it. And then what came from that? The cocktail classes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was just so freaking cool.
That was a leap of faith. So, I mean, well, not a leap of faith. That was...
So tell the audience, tell the people listening, what am I talking about? So this is another piece of where her entrepreneurial spirit really kicks in.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I do a lot of things. So my mind is like everywhere. Yeah. So I started cocktail fantasy parties. And I said that it was like a leap of faith, but it was more so like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I challenged myself to do something. I didn't even plan it out really. But I was like, you know what? I'm good at making cocktails. I like to entertain people. I want people to have fun and network or connect with other people outside of their norm and have really good drinks doing it.
So, hey, there we go.
So I hosted my first class. And when I say, here we go with the savings. Well, this time I just got laid off. So laid off and I put my whole damn check into starting the first class.
Oh, so, that is a very, that is a huge bet. Okay.
Yeah, a bet that I would not have placed had I known I was about to be laid off because.
Oh, wait. So this happened. You started planning this before you got laid off.
Yeah, I just had gotten paid 2 weeks before I got laid off. And I put my entire check. I lied to you guys not. I may have had maybe $200 from my check that I didn't touch because I was like, oh, I got to get back and forth to work because I work kind of far. But other than that, I put my entire check in it for materials, alcohol, liqueurs, mats, muddlers, jiggers, Boston shakers, everything. Oh, my God. That was intense. So very intense. And my first class was on freaking September. Oh, Lord. My first class was on like September 24th. And I think I got laid off the first week or second week of September. So imagine working on yourself, challenging yourself, getting laid off, not having any money while you're trying to work on yourself and challenge yourself. But now you're challenging yourself with nothing. Well, what felt like was it was nothing.
Right.
But it manifested. It grew. It grew into something great.
Absolutely.
When I say grew into something, oh man, it's still a challenge because I'm still learning. It's something different. You know, I hope to have my own place right now. I actually use a friend's studio. Thank goodness, you know, having a village around you.
Yep.
That believes in you and that believes in your dreams and wants you to succeed is a great thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, oh, you can use the studio. You can, you know, I'll help you with decor. I have a friend that's in event planning. She's building her business too, but she's like, you know, if you need some table covers or if you need this, I got you. My first event, she did a balloon wall and everything to make people feel good. A grass wall with a bar sign just to create that ambiance. Just see how this will really play out for a first one. Let me just give you a bang if I don't give you another bang after right. bang because I'm broke. So
you'll pay it forward eventually. I mean, I trust hope, that. I know that you will.
I hope so. But yeah, definitely the cocktail classes, I get to craft. I make craft cocktails, which are cocktails that are made from more fresh ingredients than, you know, concentrated.
Right.
So I make cocktails. I do make them pretty sometimes. I'm not, let me just say this. If you ever are in Baltimore, you want to come to one of my classes. I don't put big rose petals on top of the cup because you won't be able to drink it. You'll get a cute garnish, something that's really cute you can take pictures with, but I'm not that bartender that goes garnish like right. crazy.
We want the experience of the drink, not the topper.
Yeah. I don't go garnish for crazy. I just don't do that. But it's delicious. Yeah, but I am still building. I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give up a few times. I wanted to give up yesterday. What kept me was, like you said, the growth that you've seen. You motivate me. You know, Lizzie, you send messages. I'm just like, you don't know how much it means to me to get some support, motivational words of encouragement and support. I don't care if it's through a text. I don't care if, you know, you might text me and give me positive, because this is what she'll do. She'll text me, give me positive support, and I won't hear from 4 weeks. But it's, I'm just joking. I didn't say that.
But it's true. I am like very ADHD with my texting. I am so bad at it. So I'm sorry.
But I appreciate it, because you have to have people in your circle that will.
Absolutely.
And I hope that I give you the same. You know, I hope that I provide you with the same motivation, you know, and just to, you know, for me to like wrap it up, that's another thing. And I don't know how you feel about this, but with finding yourself and growing, sometimes I still have like self-doubt on, am I doing this right?
Oh, yeah, for you sure.
Know, like I can have good energy and give it off, but is this energy I'm giving adequate enough for the people that I'm giving it to? Right.
This is actually good content. Are they actually going to get something out of it? Oh, for sure. Like, even though we're on the journey of self-love and evolving, like, which we've already said, and I think we agree, and I'm sure everyone listening agrees, like, we should always be working on ourselves. We're always a work in progress. And that doesn't mean that I'm not great. I'm freaking great. You're freaking great, but I can be better. And that's the beautiful thing about life and growing, right? Mm-hmm. Going back to the inspiration and it being hard and this, yes, you do inspire me. You inspire me to push myself out of my comfort zone, to be the more entertaining, the more just like to be more of the star. Like, and I don't mean that like in a weird narcissistic way at all. I just mean like, but to be like, hey, I'm fun. I like being me. I like to sing. I like to be silly. I like to dance. I like to just go there, whatever there is. You do that. And I don't know. I remember one time we were talking about content and you're like, I just don't ever think it. I just do it. And you know, if it doesn't perform well, maybe I take it down, but I just do it. And I try to embrace that. And one thing that you were talking about earlier that I want to touch on real quick, when you're talking about when you're on this path and even just like the content creation and the creator and these classes, like the entrepreneur, just you as the brand, if you will, right? When you're on this path, you're figuring it out as you go. It's scary. It's daunting. It's hard, because we've already said there's no rule book. There's no map that says, okay, you go here, then you do this, da, da, da. But you talked about your tribe. Mm-hmm. And it's so important, not just for the validation and the support. And the tribe is your inner circle. It can be the people that you're having brunch with, and it can be like me and you, like just universe put us together. I think it might have been fate. And then we are on each other's side, and it's just support from a different angle and support specifically in what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But the point is, when you put your one foot in front of the other and you're like trotting down the path, you don't realize how things will happen for you. And I think that's the one thing that all the business books and all the self-help books and things that maybe self-help a little bit, but they don't talk about. It works out for you, and your tribe can offer that. So you talked about how your tribe had all like, they made you a slam dunk with the balloon arch and then this and the studio and this and this. And like, that will happen. So keep your tribe close. Get rid of the ones that make you feel insignificant, which I think, I know we've talked about this a little bit. Like, we've been cleaning out our slate a little bit with people that no longer serve us and energy that no longer serves us. And there's nothing wrong with that, because what's most important? Us, me, you. Not somebody who takes that light away.
Right.
So I hope I made the point I was trying to make there. I think I did.
Never let anyone dim your light. Make sure, you know, appreciate your village.
Yes.
And you know, in your tribe. And that's what they're there for. And never feel like you're being a burden, because if you were, they wouldn't do. They wouldn't, sorry, here's the Baltimore. They wouldn't do. They wouldn't do.
they do.
You know, is it 2:30 yet? But no, but they wouldn't do things for you if you were a burden. So again, it's just stepping out your own way, walking on faith. What is it? Walk by faith, not by sight.
Yep.
And knowing that the people who are in your corner are in your corner because they want to be there. And the ones that are in your corner who don't really want to be there and they're just there, you know, you'll weed them out. Like, they'll go.
Exactly. It'll just be a natural kind of thing.
Yeah.
And trust your vibration, trust your alignment. Like, if they are not vibing with you, you'll know, because you will sacrifice something about yourself. You will diminish something about you. You will mask something about you, because you cannot be authentically you around this person. If anybody listening feels that way, maybe think about that relationship a little bit deeper. Not to say that's going to end, not to say that other person can't grow either, but protect your light, protect your space, protect your energy above all else.
You already know, Lizzie, with content creation, you don't need negative people around you.
No.
Because you're already doing things probably out of your ordinary, out of your norm. Like you do all the time. You motivate me all the time. I see you when you make your random videos. I'm like, shit, I wish I could just jump and just do that right now. But I'm like, oh, my eyebrows don't match. I don't know. Can you see that? My tooth is chipped. But you just do it. And I really admire that. But you have to have people around you who are not going to diminish your light, be negative, because you literally are putting yourself in front of thousands of people.
Right.
Already.
Right. Internet's already mean enough.
Circle.
Exactly. Like, internet's already mean enough. I don't need my people being mean.
Ooh. Yeah.
So your classes have been growing. I know you've been making some great contacts in your current job where you've been, what you call it, your pass-through job, which I think is a really great way to think about. So what's on the horizon? Like, what are your goals? Where do you want this path to take you? And I don't necessarily mean you have to give me your 4-year goals, your 5-year goals, but I mean, in this conversation of betting on yourself, you looked introspectively and said, hey, I want to work on liking me a little bit more. I want to be more authentically myself and really show up for me. And that turned into more content and more creation and more putting myself out there, more entertaining, more stepping back into who I was in my past, my former life with the acting, getting the job in the marketing team. And that was your first marketing job and betting on yourself there and putting yourself out there. And then boom, them freaking just handing you not exactly at all what you were expecting, ripping the rug from underneath you, losing your job. Even though it was still a healthy, conclusion, it was still shitty as, hell. And then you pivot, you still did the class and you kept with it and it grew and it gets successful and you're staying on the path. I'm not saying that you're not falling here or there, but you're on it, babe. You are on it. So where is Charisse going? What can we see from you? Where do you want to go with your brand, your Eunice?
Okay. So I'm going to continue hosting the monthly classes. I have one coming up in January. Well, this is January. Oh my God.
You just had a birthday. Shout out. Like, happy birthday. Fellow earth sign, which I think is very, very, I think that's the other reason why we get along so well is because we're both earth signs. Because I'm a Taurus, you're a Capricorn.
Yeah. And I'm doing well with my mom and she's a Taurus, but I love you.
Maybe it's because I'm a triple Taurus. My sun, moon, and rising are all Taurus. Maybe that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like that's a whole other conversation, which we can sidebar on later, but I need to look into that more. Like, what does that even mean? Because I feel very strong about a lot of things. And I'm like, is it because I'm a triple Taurus? I don't know. But
I'm going to continue the classes. I actually auditioned for a Miss DMV 4-figure pageant.
Oh, what is that?
It's a pageant that's in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. And pretty much it's like plus size women. It's a pageant.
That's cool.
It's like a low scale pageant, but it's a challenge for me. So I'm going to do it. Okay. But I did that. So I'm looking into like that brand building, really honing in on my brand. What does that look like for real? Like moving forward with the classes, with the marketing, because I do still, perform some marketing work on the side for nonprofits and other organizations.
Oh, that's cool.
Take on a couple of those clients, once a month, well, every month, build contracts with them, do the cocktail classes, really hone in on this pageant opportunity. I'll know if I've gotten in February, but if I do, I think that this would be really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
For me to really challenge myself. Well, not even challenge myself. Just for me to look deeper inside myself and say, do you really love yourself? Do you really not care about what people are going to say if you put yourself out here in a freaking bathing suit or an evening gown and your arms are out? Because, sometimes we think about those things like, okay, I want to record this, but do my arms look fat? So I'm going to take this opportunity to grow. I'm going to take this opportunity until the wheels fall off to grow. And then with bartending, I do provide personal bartending services. 90s and Kinky, but more so like Private Events.
Yeah.
That. So I honestly,
well, you're an upscale bartender. Like that's what I mean. Like not just like artisan bartending, but like you are at swanky places. Like you are fine dining, right?
Yeah. Disappear, turn blue. Then I'm drunk behind a bar. And I'm just, how'd you do that? But I do like making crafty cocktails. So that's my goal. Maybe even in the long run, this year I plan on finding an event space where I can actually have a multi-purpose space, host the classes, and also give other people opportunity to tap into their skills.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, event planning, or I'm not going to do anything rinky dink. Like I'm not going to just let somebody come in and be like, oh, I want to have a game night. What? Excuse me. But if it's a passion that they have, so if they want to host poetry nights or, you know, spoken word, live bands, like I want a place that's big enough to do things like that. So I can give other people a chance who, like you said, we weren't born with like silver spoons. You know what I mean? So had I been born with one, I probably would have had an event space by now. But when you have to work your ass off hard.
Yeah.
To save and get your credit right. And because of all the stupid things like Sprint bills that you used to have back then, it's like, oh, this really matters. That's not me. It was T-Mobile. But it's all handled now. But yeah, that's what I want to do. So that's what my future looks like. My future looks like, you know, keeping the classes up, expanding. Hopefully I can, you know, I'll get so big I can fly you out on a private jet here.
Ooh, I'd love that. But you know what? Once we get a house, I'm just going to like get your ass down here myself. Like if I have to drive up there and drag you down here, I will. But I love this idea of like the event space, and I love the messaging behind it, not the messaging, but like the vision behind it, to offer a space for other creatives, other people who are, you know, a little lost, not sure, don't have those kind of opportunities. Like, I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's something that I want to offer too in my own capacity. So cheers to betting on ourselves. Cheers to you betting on yourself, always landing on your feet. Even if it's a little wobbly, you still do it. Not to say you don't land and maybe fall down for a quick second, then you jump right back up. But hey, you still land on those damn feet. Land on those feet.
Yeah. Okay.
You are an amazing energy. I'm so happy you joined us on the In Between today. Before we go and you get to share where everyone can find you, just curious, are there any in-betweens that you'd like to share with the audience today? It's okay. I kind of put you on the spot with that one.
Yeah. Oh my God. You share one in a nutshell.
Well, me in a nutshell, let's see. Well, I am in between a house. We're going to start that process, which I'm not looking forward to, because you got to like email these lenders and give them gobs of paperwork. And then they tell you what you can and can't afford. And then you realize there's no homes that really are worth a damn in that price range. And you're just like, womp, 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 womp. But other than that, yeah, that's that.
Thanks for sharing. Okay. Now I can think about what my in between is. So I would say I am in between dating right now. So just in between like figuring out, you know, I always thought I want companionship, but now I'm in between figuring out, do I want companionship or do I want to play thing bang?
Because we're on this path of like working on ourselves and figuring out what we're doing with our life, following that path. So maybe it's not time for the committed restraints.
Everyone says it's hard anyway, so I'm just going to take everyone's word for it that I know that's in a relationship.
I'll tell you right now, it is hard in the beginning, especially I'm sure you are going to be similar to me with the whole being independent woman kind of thing. It is hard. Relationships are very hard. You have to learn how to communicate, and I think that's the hardest part, because most of the issues looking back on that we had in the beginning came from poor communication and me assuming he was getting where I was coming from and then judging him or resenting him for not, and him being a dude. Dudes are a lot simpler than girls. They're a little slower. And you have to literally spell it out. For any dudes listening, I apologize. I love you. You're great. But if it was a snake, it would have bit you. You heard that phrase? So it's hard, but let me tell you something. It's worth it. Because once you find the right partner that is willing to work with you and you guys work together, my mom always say you either grow together or you grow apart. And that makes a good partner, is growing together. It's great having like a built-in best friend. And it's also just great knowing that I have a cheerleader, and when things get difficult and we're complete and total opposites, especially me and Stan, like we are literally polar opposites, but he grounds me and it's really nice. So don't throw it out of the cards quite yet. It is hard, but it is work that's worth doing when you find the right one.
Yeah. When I come to Atlanta, you're going to find me a man.
Oh, hell yeah. I love being a matchmaker. I love it. Let's go. we'll plan it out. We'll make sure your dating apps are set to Atlanta so that we have them lined up before you get here. And then we just go from there.
Sounds like a plan. I'm definitely here for it.
I love it. But so you're in between dating. So you're just kind of playing the field and you're like, I don't know. I'm just kind of just have fun. Maybe that's all you got to do right now. Just have some fun.
I mean, you know, just fun is cool, but that's why I'm like kind of in between that. It's in between like doing that. And you hear people say, girl, just have fun. Just go and have fun. Live your life. Work on you. But it's also like the same girlfriends that are like, just have fun, go home to their man. They leave me and say, I got to go home. I got to go home to my man and my kid, or I got to go home to. And I'm like, damn, but you told me I don't want that. But you going home to it. I mean, you know, go home to it. I'm not saying cheat or anything like that.
No.
Like, they're like, you know, if I were you, I'd be happy. And I'm like, but you sound so much happier when you're with your person too. And I'm in here with freaking plants and they don't have that. Seems like I'm doing most of the work. I'm feeding them. I'm giving them sun. I'm talking.
It's a very one-sided relationship with you and your plants. Yes.
Relationship.
My plants are very needy too. And I'm like, what am I gaining out of this? Oxygen? Whatever.
I feel like a bad plant mom when they die. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The only thing that saves us. It's like, if they die, then you're terrible. You're a terrible person. But if you keep them alive, you're doing great. So.
Right? Yes, absolutely. Or I just get like dead, dried plants, like my little sculpture here. For those listening, you probably can't see it, but I'm on video. This will be on YouTube later. If you're listening, go watch it on YouTube. But I have this little statue head and it has like a bunch of dried flowers in it. Those are my kind of flowers. Ones that are already dead.
The ones in the vacuum. The vacuum off the floor, if you drop anything, if they fall out.
Right. But,
yeah.
Well, hey, as you're on the path, work on yourself, love may find you. So keep your options open. I think you got the right mindset and have fun. Have fun. But don't be scared if fun feels a little bit more like, kind of want to also do serious things with you. And I kind of want to do like weird things with you too, not just fun things. And then you're like, oh shit, do I love this person? Don't be afraid of that feeling.
Okay. I won't. I'm waiting for it.
All right. Anyone listening, if you have a single man in your life, and especially if they live in the Baltimore area, Washington, D.C. area. Yep. Come get your girl.
Yeah.
Come get your girl.
Meow. Come get me. Yeah. And you also, can I plug in?
I was about to intro that, but can you plug in? Girl, take the reins, okay? I was just going to say, I really, really loved having you on the pod. We'll have to do this again, seriously. So, we need updates, too. So we'll say, where are we at with our classes? Where are we at with our betting on ourselves? Where are we on our journeys? So, yes, now's your time. Plug it in, girlfriend. Where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Instagram at frontrow, R-O-W-E, seat. So that's FrontrowSeat. And you can also follow my business page if you like, which is the matter of fact, yeah, follow my business page.
Yeah, let's say, come on, girl, plug it away.
You're going to come to Baltimore and want to, you know, have a really good cocktail with me. So Cocktail Fantasy Bartending on Instagram and Facebook. So, you know, keep in touch. Look at some of the crazy things that I post sometimes.
That's very entertaining. Like, it's very entertaining. It's funny as hell. And also, I'll make sure that all your stuff is linked in the show notes. You can go and review it there. And then, of course, all the things that we share on social media and posts, I will have you tagged all the places, all the things. Yeah,
thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really, really excited, guys, that we got this done.
Yes, because we've been talking about it for like months.
So I'm happy that Elizabeth's like, listen, this day, I'm sending this. Let's do it.
I'm sending you the Zoom link.
Sometimes we just need someone to put some fire under our LS. So
yes, we do.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I enjoyed myself. I can't wait to be a guest again.
Absolutely. 1000%, girl. Once we hang up, we'll start playing the next one. Okay. But I appreciate your kind words. And I know I've said this once and I'll say it 1,000 more times, but your support means the world. And you keep doing you. You keep betting on you and you keep showing up for yourself, because it inspires us when we can't always pick up the pieces ourselves. So I really appreciate that. Any last words before we sign off?
No, all I would say is this: stay true to yourself, to your purpose, walk in your own light. Because at the end of the day, no one can do what you do the way that you do it. That sounds so Baltimore. But
no, that was beautiful.
But no one can. On some real stuff. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is what you feel about yourself and what you're doing. Because you are the one who has a vision. You are the one who wants to get to where you want to go. And getting away from that, you'll never make it. That's the difference between people who make it and people who don't. They don't look at Steve Jobs. He told everybody, he was like, listen, I'm gonna sit in my little garage and I'm gonna put my little desk in the closet. Oh, hold on, is that Amazon? It's the same. Okay, anyway, they both did almost the same thing. But they didn't let people tell them that they couldn't. They can tell them that they couldn't all the time, but they didn't listen to it all the time. They did what they felt was what they wanted to do and absolutely what would get them where they wanted to. And I also am a big Grant Cardone fan. So it's probably why I sound like this. And lastly, I'm sorry, I don't believe in sacrifice. I believe in balance. And that's the other thing. Just creating balance. Because when you create balance, you can have every single thing that you want. When you sacrifice, you're letting go of something to gain something else. So you're still empty or missing something. So
that's a good way. That's a good perspective. And also the balance doesn't always mean 50-50. Sometimes you've got to be 80-20. I like that idea because giving up is, or losing sacrifice, it's losing a part, losing a piece of whatever, whether it's you, it's gotta be something about you, whether it's like a hobby or an interest or an actual thing. So that's very deep, Charisse. That's very wise. I love that. I'm gonna have to write that down. Keep that on, you know, somewhere to refer to. I love that.
That's all.
And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I can't even get my words out. I'm just, so yeah. Well, thank you so much for that really epic wisdom. Everyone, go follow your girl for more of that. But thank you so much for joining. You will be back. And if anyone's going to Baltimore, hit up your girl. You can find her on all the social medias. But until then, thank you all for joining and listening to the In Between podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can subscribe, rate, review, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can follow me on Instagram @in.betweenpod. So until then, I will see you next Wednesday on a whole other episode of the In Between podcast. I'm Elizabeth. Bye.